Hi, I'm Margaret Feinberg, and this is The Joycast. This season, we've been diving into the book of James. Many of you have jumped online on socials, either my Instagram or Facebook account, and you have shared photos of your groups going through the new James Bible study, and I cannot even tell you what joy it brings me. Some of you have even written these incredible letters about the impact this study is having, and it just takes my breath away. The power of the Holy Spirit in God's Word is remarkable. Well, today, we want to look at some really encouraging words that James gives us about prayer. Turn with me to James chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. I didn't grow up in a church that practiced public confession. So when our small group leader announced that we were going to spend some time confessing our sins aloud, I recoiled. I mean, weren't we supposed to confess our sins to God? Do these people really need to know my deep, dark, shameful secrets? Aren't there some things I'm better off not knowing about these people? And won't this possibly make things awkward in the group? Becca bravely shared first, I've been harboring anger and unforgiveness toward my mom. I know I need to love her to show her grace, but I'm struggling. The group responded, Lord, have mercy. The confession continued, my eating is out of control. I'm eating when I'm sad and mad and bored, and it's crossed the line into gluttony, and I feel so much shame. Lord, have mercy. Another person said, I'm so frustrated with one of my coworkers, I can't even look at him. It takes everything within me not to curse him out every time he opens his mouth. Together we recited, Lord, have mercy. I think I'm becoming addicted to porn, one person admitted, to which we responded, Lord, have mercy. I got pulled over and I lied to the cop, another said, Lord, have mercy. The confessions continued until a deep silence settled in. Then we prayed the Lord's Prayer together. When I opened my eyes, a shift had taken place in me. I saw everyone in the group with more compassion, and somehow I felt closer to them, as if we were all tightly linked in the spiritual journey together. James instructs us to confess our sins to each other and pray for each other that we may experience healing. Something powerful happens when we set aside our pride and self-protection to talk about our struggles and our sin. Rather than judgment, we experience a contagious grace that reminds us that God is faithful and at work in each of our lives. Confession deepens our relationships as we become vulnerable with each other. Any illusion of someone in a group having it all together or being an all-star believer vanishes. Feelings of competition or comparison, pride, or proving oneself fade away as we recognize that everyone is fighting their own battles and we all need Christ to rescue us. Confession also deepens our prayer life. When we know what's really going on in someone's life, we're better equipped to pray for them and more determined to continue praying for the long haul. We also get to celebrate when God answers those prayers and watch in holy awe as the Holy Spirit changes and transforms people right before our eyes. Most important, confession changes us. Through confessing our sins, we no longer have to carry the heavy burden of trying to keep our sin in the dark. When we bring it into the light, we can experience forgiveness and transformative grace. Psalm 103, 10 through 12 says, He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Now, confession should always be practiced among people you trust and who are committed to your growth into the fullness of Christ. You should always make sure that the group practices confidentiality and honors it. And once someone confesses, it's essential that the group refrain from trying to fix the person. When healthy confession is nurtured within a friendship or a community, it can help set us free to experience the healing and liberating power of Jesus Christ in beautiful ways. I've hoped you've enjoyed this season of exploring the book of James, and I hope you'll consider grabbing a copy of my new Bible study, James, What You Do Matters. Grab some friends, grab some neighbors, suggest it to your community group. It's a Bible study that will take you deeper into James and help you see things that you've never seen before. I love you, and I'll see you soon on the next episode of The Joycast.